Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is always so wonderful to have you along. And today we're going to talk about success. Yes, success comes from talent and hard work every day. Daily actions drive success. Your Daily Success Tip.com CEO Dana Steele's core message is a simple one. You need a daily action list that becomes a habit for success. And that is who I'm interviewing today. So again, we're going to be talking about what success really entails. However, before we do that, let me give you a very brief background on Dana Steele. She is known internationally as the Daily Success Speaker, with her tips reaching thousands of success-driven people and companies every day. A top-rated keynote speaker on effective leadership, productive teamwork, customer service, and employee engagement, Steele inspires and creates success strategies for each audience. She is the author of 101 Ways to Rock Your World book series, a Radio Hall of Famer, and a successful entrepreneur as well as a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and Fortune 500 companies. Oh, and I'll just add in there, she's also a very amateur golfer. However, we forgive her for that. I'd love to take this opportunity to welcome Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I would be doing better if my golf game was better, but, you know, that takes practice, just like anything, and it doesn't pay the bills, but boy, I sure have gotten addicted to that stupid game.
Oh, you know what, though? At least it recharges your batteries, right?
Well, it does. It does, and you know what? You're right to point that out, and I think everybody needs something like that. You need something that you can just – it's hard for me to multitask on the golf course, yet I always carry a notepad with me because – I come up with so many ideas or book titles or speech titles or things I want to do, and I just jot notes because I think I'm so, you know, I'm not distracted when I'm on the golf course. I don't have, you know, Facebook and texting and emails and phone calls and a stack of work staring at me and a book that needs to be finished. So I think every once in a while you've got to, you know, it's true. You've got to find something where you just walk away from all of it and can recharge.
You are absolutely right. So now I'm going to ask you, what inspired you to start your dailysuccesstip.com?
You know, I wrote I was blogging for fastcompany.com for a short period of time. And, well, I guess I could even back up from there. I have people contact me all the time, people I used to be in radio with, kids of people I've worked with in the past, all sorts of people from walks of life who say, you know, can we have coffee? And I always try to say yes. I always try to sit down and visit with people. And it just got to the point, Miriam, where I would make some suggestions, and it became a waste of my time because people were like, yeah, but, you know, they either say, no, I don't like to do that, or I don't want to do that, or I don't have time to do that, or they'd say they were going to take my advice, and then 2 weeks later they would, you know, call complaining about things weren't happening, yet when I said, did you do A, B, and C, they would go, yeah, I tried, but, you know, I didn't see anything out of it. And it just made me so crazy, Miriam, that I literally banged this post out. I was so mad. I was like spewing mad. And I wrote this post on five things you should be doing every day. And it basically was, if you're not doing these five things, I won't even talk to you. And that's kind of what I do with people now. I give them those five things, and you do these five things for 30 days, and then we'll come back and talk. And the most bizarre thing, it went viral. It's still one of their most read posts ever. Every month for 2 years, it went viral in a different country, which was kind of strange. I'd be a big hit in Norway, and then I'd be a big hit in India. But what that told me is these five things I put down are the same no matter what business you're in, no matter where you are in your career, no matter where you live, no matter what you do. The first one is get up early. Get up early and attack the day. Give yourself time to think and organize and eat and exercise and read the news, become informed before you do anything else. And that's probably, Miriam, the number one tip that people want to argue with me about. They do.
Mm-hmm.
They crazy want to argue. But I keep telling people, it's not about you. I don't care if you're a night owl. I really don't care. It's about it's about your customers. It's about your fans. It's about your clients. And it's about your competition. So you need to get up before the competition. You need to get up before the people who give you money and get your day going with all those things. And, I mean, I can just keep talking. You tell me when you want me to take a breath.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Now, one thing I will ask you, though, is that I'd say you are the exception, not the rule, because a lot of people find reasons not to be successful. So how, like, what made you wake up before almost everyone else, before a lot of people?
I just have always been a morning person. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I love to work. I love to play. I love to love. I love to golf. I love to learn. I'm scared to death if I'm asleep, I'm missing something. And then I've also been put myself in a position where probably 99% of the jobs and work I've had, I've absolutely loved. So I can't wait to get, I mean, I have to make myself stay in bed sometimes till 5.
Oh, wow.
I will. I'll wake up at 4 and I'm so excited and I want to go write something. And I know if I do that, I'm going to be snoring on the couch at my children at about 8 o'clock at night. But it's, you know, find something that you really, you're good at and you enjoy it and you love it. And if you're doing something right now that you don't like, you don't enjoy, and you don't love, you know, quit bitching. Find things. You can always find something you like about what you do and then expand on that. And then the things you don't like about your job, start exploring ways to either leave and do something else or ways to make the things you don't like better. We do a thing with our kids every night at the dinner table and have for years. First of all, we're unique, apparently, in that we sit down and actually eat dinner together. And then everybody has to go around the table and do 3 good things. I don't care if you're grounded. I don't care if you've had the worst day ever. You can always find 3 good things. And it totally changes the mood of everybody, and everybody's talking and laughing by the end of the meal.
Well, that's great. And you know what? I do know that finding gratitude in something is extremely important. So that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can make you happy and nobody can make you successful. Only you can make yourself happy. Only you can do the work that it takes to be successful. And just real quick, the other 4 tips were, so it was wake up early, be informed, watch or read the news, send something to somebody who can give you money, whether it be an invoice or an article or just a hello or whatever. Reach out to somebody you haven't talked to in ages. It could be family. It could be a former employer. It could be an old client. Just reach out to one person every day and ask them, how are you? You know, just thinking about you, which makes people feel good. How are you? What are you working on? And how can I help? Remember, when you make that phone, and this is a phone call, you can do an email, but a phone call is always kind of nice too. But remember, this phone call is not about you or what you need or what you're working on. Really try to get this person to talk about them and to talk about their project, and then find a way you can help. And then when you hang up, immediately follow through with whatever it is you promised to do. And I promise you, this just will make you top of mind with people who may not have been thinking about you. And wham, next thing you know, they're calling you going, hey, how weird is it? You called me the other day, and then somebody called looking for a hoo-ha, and I know you have a hoo-ha, and I need to get you guys together. It just grows your network. And then the 5th thing is what you said, gratitude. It's finding something to be grateful for every day. I say write a handwritten thank you note every day. If you can't find one person to write a thank you note to every single day, then you're not getting out there growing your network enough. So those are the 5 things that inspired the whole 101 Ways to Rock Your World book series, which then turned, I had so much fun writing the tip. Then I started writing new ones on social media, your expertise. And the next thing I know, I created a website around it and became a blogger before I even knew what a blogger was. So there you go.
There you go. Awesome. Okay. So you know what? Yeah, you certainly are the exception because you knew exactly what you love to do. And you know what? When you
But I did it. I did. I changed my major like four times in three semesters at Texas A&M. Yeah, I started out as in pre-med. And then I went to journalism.
Yeah.
And then I went to theater. And somebody actually dared me to audition for a radio station. Never in a million years had I ever thought about being a DJ. And I did it because I wanted to date with somebody that was doing the daring. And I thought if I at least auditioned, he would ask me out. And I got to tell you, it was scary and it was nerve-wracking. But I got the job, and I just the more I did it, the more I loved it. So you, don't be afraid to try new things. And if you are afraid and your heart's about to beat out of your chest and your hands are shaking, it's okay. Just get out there and try it. Nobody ever succeeded without failing.
You're right. And let me reframe what I said before. Even if you didn't know originally what you wanted to do, you at least didn't let fear hold you back because from the sounds of it, you didn't. And I believe this is why a lot of people do not find themselves to be successful. They're letting fear take them over. They make excuse. Oh, I can't do this because, I can't do this because. And it's so easy to do, you know, it's so easy to do. So,
I like to tell people, I mean, if you're a brain surgeon and you fail, someone dies. So that's probably not good. But for the most part, those of us, those entrepreneurs, I started an e-commerce website. And I couldn't afford to hire people, so I bought HTML for dummies. And and let me tell you, I made some major mistakes. You know, I have people that still to this day say, "Oh, I'm not on Twitter, and you know, I can't figure it out, and I'm scared." And I'm like, really, when I first got on Twitter, I remember my son sent me a text. My teenage son sent me a text one night, and he was being, you know, he had all that attitude that a teenage boy has. And so I texted him back, go to your room now. What I didn't realize was that he had actually tweeted. And so when I said that to him, it wasn't a private text. It went to 19,000 people. So for a week I had people apologizing. What'd I do, Mom? But it's like, don't be afraid to make a mistake. Nobody cares. I sent 16,000 emails out once for my e-commerce thing that we had an astronaut coming in to sign books, and in the subject line, I put boob signing.
Oh.
16,000 people got an email that said boob signing. All you can do is just laugh and learn to use spell check better.
Yeah, that's all.
It's not a fail. Yeah. And for the most part, people don't care. We all fail.
Yes,
we do. Fail. Just go for it. And the more you do it and realize that, you know, the world didn't fall out from under your feet, the more you fail, the more you realize people don't care. People are not going to hold it against you.
And I think a lot of people are afraid to fail because they think that's just, you're right, it's just going to be the end of their world, and that they're afraid is going to just wipe out their self-esteem. But it is true. Everybody fails. You know, you have to keep failing until you find the one thing that works. What was that quote from Thomas Edison? I found 1,000 ways.
I've never failed at anything. I've only found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
That's right. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. So I guess that's you have to look at it that way.
Yeah, you do. 25 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles because I always wanted to know what it was like to act for a living, and the timing was right, the money was saved.
Right.
I stayed out there 9 months. I met Wonder Husband 3 weeks before I left, so and knew that was the man I was going to marry, but I still went ahead with it. And, you know, I just discovered I wasn't good at it, and my heart wasn't in it, And I came back and went back into radio and did really well. And people still refer to that as that time I failed in L.A. And I said, you know, I didn't fail. I learned I can survive anything. I learned I can move four states away and still figure my way out. I learned that, you know, one career wasn't for me. I met so many amazing people. And I've always said I learned that I couldn't act my way out of a box. But it's one of those things I've still always wanted to do. And a friend of mine recently, just 2 weeks ago, asked me to read for her new Lifetime movie. Still haven't heard whether I got the part or not, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to go do it again. Why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
Life is such a grand adventure, and if you don't try all these things, then what's the point?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're right. What is the point? So, you know what, and it's very easy for people to get very down on life, especially if they're inundated with so many family responsibilities. You know, they got their kids to take care of or even their parents to take care of and all that. So they're really not going to think about being successful, or are they wishing that they could be? So what advice do you have for people in that situation that are very inundated with responsibilities, but at the same time really, really would love to live their dreams but don't know how to do it?
You have to get unbelievably organized, and you have to set aside time for you, which is hard. I mean, two of my kids are gone now. My 15-year-old is pretty self-sufficient. Just when I think I have all this time to go write books, my mom gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So there's always going to be responsibilities. There's always going to be, you know, things you have to do. When I started the thespacestore.com, which I no longer run, but when I started it, I would either stay up late at night or get up early in the morning when I didn't have responsibilities to run it and to try to build it, because I knew I was onto something, and I really, you have to be patient. Rome was not built in a day, the old saying. You have to get extremely organized, and you have to find that time of day where you can devote an hour to what it is you really want to do. That's how famous authors start. You know, before they're famous authors, they still got to make a living. But late at night, early in the morning, they get up an hour earlier than everybody else. And that's their time. And then you have the people, again, who say, well, oh, I can't get up that early. Well, then I can't help you with your success. It's a matter of sacrificing and carving out an hour a day to do what it is you really want to do.
Yes.
And realizing that that's how most successful people start. You got to do all these other things. And then you just carve out this little piece of time to start building your dream or your company. It's the same thing with a savings account. You put just a little bit away every day, but over time it becomes a big thing.
Right, yeah, and that's very important. And I mean, people actually do need to realize that too, that Rome was not built in a day, because I think that's why people get depressed. Oh, my goodness, it's just not going to work. It's taking so long. Well, it is going to take long. You know, you have to be realistic about the time frame. You know, that's what it is. And you really
that takes us back to your question about the daily list.
Yes.
And then we got off on a 20-minute tangent, but that's why you have a daily list, is so that it's the same things every day, day in, day out. Those five things on that list we talked about a few minutes ago, I do those things every single day, but I've done those things every single day for 35 years. And it's never too late to start, but you have to look at your favorite band. You know, using a classic rock band like Stairway to Heaven, for example, you know, Led Zeppelin.
That's
why they're not going on tour. You don't want to play that song again. Or you look at, say, the Rolling Stones. They're on their 50th anniversary tour this year. And they've played Can't Get No Satisfaction a million times. But when you pay that much for a ticket, I mean, it's the little things you have to do. They have to play that song every single concert, whether they want to or not, because it's what the fans want. It's
what want.
You do every day that builds to a larger success.
Yes, that's very true. It is what you do every day. And that's the thing. Consistency is the key. It absolutely is. And I think, too, I think what contributes to a lot of people, if you want to say depression or just feeling lost, is that many people don't know what they, or they don't think they know what they want, or they don't think they're deserving of getting what they want. And that is so untrue. The thing is, they have to, like you said, plan for it. Really think about, firstly, what they want and create a plan and actually take action steps every day to get it.
Yeah, and you don't have to have, you know, this formal business plan. When I started the space store, I knew nothing about e-commerce. I just knew I was tired of going to the on-site store where my husband worked to buy stuff for people. And I would just, you know, I took little baby steps. I just, little things every day to build it into what it was.
Right.
And it's
right.
It's the work you do every day. I like to ask people, what's on your list? What do you do every day? I can tell you what's on my list. It's those five things. And then it's silly things like I quit every day at 5:30 to cook dinner for my family, and that's what keeps me grounded. What else do I do every day? I'm trying to look. I keep a paper list. I love to scratch things out once I've done them. Somebody once told me I needed therapy, and I'm like, why? When I scratch something out, that's my therapy. I have vertical files on my desk. One file is for, you know, I'm looking at it right now, books that need to be sent out, speech things, family corporation things, books I'm working on, all my mother's Alzheimer's medical stuff. You know, everything is extremely segmented and organized. And, you know, you just have to work on these things every day.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right. It's just a matter of how to stay organized. And I think that's also what throws people off. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to stay organized.
You know, I always tell people, start with your email. First of all, start with, you know, if you're just goofing off on Facebook and Twitter, it's time to set limits for yourself.
Yes,
I try to check everything in the morning, and then I try to check everything at the end of the day. And otherwise, I try to leave it alone because it's like a time vampire. You can get sucked into this stuff.
Well, but, that's what I do. That's what I do to help people. But anyway. Yeah.
You get sucked into it. But I tell people, create yourself. I've got a much more elaborate filing system now in my email. But to start off with, create, especially if you have Gmail and Outlook, whatever, it's easy to create files and create a file that says, has to be done today, you know, urgent, immediate, now, or and then maybe you have one that says has to be done by end of day, and then you have one that says has to be done by end of week, and then you have one that says can wait till this weekend. And,
right.
And just move those emails into those files and then only attack the things that are urgent. And once you get that all done and you put out all those fires, then you can move to the things that need to be done by the end of the day.
Right, right. Yes. Okay. These are very excellent tips that everybody can take in because everybody can manage their lives, no matter how hectic it may be. It can be manageable. It absolutely can be manageable. I mean, you know, you may have the odd day where if some crisis occurs, you may have to put things on hold, but that's not forever, right?
Right. So and you know what? What's urgent and what can wait till the end of the week? Sometimes those things switch. Those things change. And something that's in my urgent file, something more urgent may come along. So I just move it down and go, okay, if this doesn't get done till tomorrow, you know, it's not going to take money out of my pocket. It's not going to hurt my husband or kids. It can wait.
It can wait, right.
Yeah. So it's just prioritizing that we have too much input between social media and email and phone and I mean, it's coming at you from all directions. I read something crazy like we're inundated with 500,000 messages every day in one form or another.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
And you just have to train your brain to filter out the things that are taking you away from what's making you successful.
Right. And that's the trick. What is it? What's all the mess, all the chaos that you don't need? And that's the thing. You've got to filter that out. Okay. Well, Dana, are there any other tips you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Yes, learn to take a yoga breath. That sounds so new age and crazy to some people, but learn to just stop and take a big breath and let it out.
Okay.
And, you know, stop with all the drama. It's going to be okay. It's really going to be okay. I was going to go back to what I said originally, and that is only you can make yourself happy and successful. It is no one else's job.
Well, thank you so much, Dana. So lastly, I'm going to ask, how can people get a hold of you, and where can people find you on social media?
YourDailySuccessTip.com, and that's tip singular, YourDailySuccessTip.com. That has all my social media. It has all the tips. It has the email that goes direct to me. It's got a link to all the books. I just put it all in one website to make it nice and easy.
Great. And everybody bookmark that, okay? Bookmark that site. That's a great site with all kinds of wonderful tips, yourdailysuccesstip.com. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dana. It was such a pleasure having you on. And what I'm going to do later is I'm going to write up a blog post recapping the show with the podcast embedded. So this way, everybody can listen to it whenever they please. Okay?
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being a wonderful and very enlightening guest. Thank you, and you have yourself a great day. And everyone, have a great rest of the week, and be well. Bye for now.